This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. There has been a push, uneven, yes, and belated, but a push nonetheless the past couple of years to make corporate boardrooms in this economy more diverse. The NASDAQ now requires its listed companies to make progress on that or explain why they haven't. There are some states with laws on the books that have similar requirements, but a new working paper out from the National Bureau of Economic Research shows that pressure from big investors might have done more for diversity than all of those laws and rules. Marketplace's Megan McCarty-Carino has that one.
BlackRock, Vanguard, and State Street are known in the finance world as the Big Three. Together, they manage trillions of dollars in assets for big investors, giving them outsized influence as shareholders. Starting around 2017, all three independently began using their influence to pressure companies about adding more women to their boards.
They said, if we don't think you're taking serious steps, we're going to start voting against your existing directors.
Todd Gormley is a professor of finance at Washington University in St. Louis and a co-author of the paper. He says the campaigns worked.
Companies where the big three had a larger ownership stake were adding women to their boards at a greater speed than companies that had less big three ownership.
Increasing the number of women directors at S&P 500 companies by 50% between 2016 and 2019. The research also found those women were more likely to hold influential positions on the board, which is not always the case when companies add women or people of color to meet a quota, says Allison Elias, a business professor at the University of Virginia.
You know, just getting on a board is one thing, but then I still hear women say things like, yeah, I was asked to take the notes at the meeting or, you know, certain administrative tasks.
Women still hold only about a third of board seats at big companies, and racial and ethnic diversification has been even slower. But Elias says the research shows investors can have a powerful influence.
I think that the push from the business community will hopefully, you know, normalize this a little more.
Whether that momentum will continue in an economic downturn when shareholders tend to focus on the bottom line, she says, is another question. I'm Megan McCarty-Carino for Marketplace.